the sainthood conferred by Pope Francis on Mother Teresa of Calcutta on September the 4th here in the Vatican was greeted with great enthusiasm and celebration across the globe, especially in India, but more especially in Kolkata, formerly Calcutta, the capital of eastern India's West Bengal state that the Albanian-born nun adopted as her hometown. Among the estimated 120,000 faithful and admirers of Mother Teresa from across the world, who were proud to be the first-hand witnesses of the canonization or sainthood ceremony here in St. Peter's Square, was Mr. Subroto Ganguly, a businessman from Kolkata. Mother Teresa and Mr. Ganguly have much more in common than just being from the same city. From his name, Mr. Ganguly is a Hindu Brahmin, a non-Christian, but he is no stranger to Christian art. Perhaps he's more versed in Christian art than most Christians. A mechanical engineer turned businessman, Mr. Ganguly is the owner and CEO of Church Art, a unit of Loknath Engineering of Kolkata, engaged in designing and manufacturing a wide variety of artworks for Christian churches, schools, institutions and museums all over India and also abroad. Ahead of the September 4th canonization of Mother Teresa in the Vatican, Mr. Subroto Ganguly paid his special homage to Mother Teresa, immortalizing her in a life-size bronze statue that will endure the ravages of time for a very long time to come. Mr. Ganguly headed the designing, sculpting and finally installing the 1.5-meter-tall statue weighing about 240 kilos in the Archbishop's house in Kolkata next to the statue of St. John Paul II. The statue was donated by entrepreneur and philanthropist Mr. Namit Bajoria, another Hindu, who is the designate honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia in Kolkata. The Chief Minister of West Bengal State, Mamata Banerjee, unveiled the statue at the Archbishop's house at a special function on August the 26th, Mother Teresa's 106th birth anniversary. But there is much more between Mother Teresa and Mr. Ganguly, as we come to know from this interview with him.
My work, especially with Mother, is because I have seen Mother from my childhood days when I was in school. With Father Thaiparambil, we were handling street children. And what an encouragement and what support we used to get when these street children used to run away, to bring them back. When we were fed up, that's a time when Mother used to encourage us that love is not over. Even they run away, bring another 5 children back into the home, put them into normal life. You are a normal fellow, you have a normal home, they don't have anything. So give that to them. So they also feel that they are one of you.
They are in the family.
They are in the family, exactly.
And which school was it when you actually went to
We were in Don Bosco, Lilwa, and one of our fathers, Father Anthony Thaiparambil, was in the process of starting a street children home called Ashalyam.
In Lilwa itself or in Howrah?
It is in Howrah. It is in Pilkhana. First started in Pilkhana, later shifted to Belilias Road. The center was put up in Belilias Road. Father Anthony Thaiparambil also was a man who really understood the street children from the deep core of his heart. And whatever he used to do was not just to do, but very practical. Very practical to bring all these people back to normal schedule of life.
Your business, that is Church Art, which you are engaged with, how many churches, let's say, if you can count, I don't know whether you can count.
Well, you
in
know,
India.
Yeah, well, we cannot count. Whoever calls us, we go, and it goes by word of the mouth. And almost we are covering about 120 to 30 dioceses, and we know unlimited congregations.
Have you ever had to refuse somebody for
a... Yes, many a times we have to say, give us time, or we have to wait. Most of them wait. They don't go away.
Now, let's talk about this statue which was recently installed at the Archbishop's house in Calcutta. You are the maker and Mr. Bajoria was the donor. How did it go about? How did the idea come about, actually?
See, let me say about Mr. Bajoria. He is a very nice gentleman in business. And, you know, we wanted to make a bronze statue which will be very permanent. We took Archbishop's permission. Archbishop agreed. And then finally, we started working in the statue which is of bronze. Basically, we try to keep all the detailing and we use our Bangkok unit where Mr. Armando was helping us. He's a very senior caster, molder and artist from Monza, Italian, and he settled in Bangkok, and we have a unit working with him in Bangkok. And he's also a very nice man who stress on detailing. So we have seen mother in our own eyes. We wanted to take out all the details as much as possible. And it's a tough job. So we took his help. We fabricated the statue, designed and fabricated the statue, and brought it back to India. And it's our love for mother. It's not our work. It's our love for mother, what we have seen mother so closely.
Now, Mr. Ganguly, you are not a Christian. You are not a Catholic. You are a Hindu. How come you have such great reverence for a person, a woman, a Catholic, who is from a non-Asian state, born in Albania, who came to Calcutta? How come you have this great fascination for a woman like this?
See, love don't need a religion. Love don't need a man or a woman where he comes from. It's his actions, his ways of dealing you, brings you near to him or her. So if mother is from Albania or I'm not a Christian, I'm a Hindu, Bajoria is a Hindu, it doesn't make any difference for us. It's the way she has taught us to love people, to share what we have with others, is very, very encouraging. And we get satisfaction, a very big satisfaction, which we don't get by other process. Mm-hmm. So we really love her and we really feel for her. And today we are very happy because the whole world has acknowledged her love, kindness and the work what she has done.
And your adulation, your admiration for her has brought you all the way to Rome.
Yes, when beatification was done, we couldn't come here because my son was conceived that period. So I had a little tough time with my wife. So we said when mother will be canonized, surely we will drop in. And so Father C.M. Paul with our whole group brought us all to Vatican to exactly show our reverence and be a part of this canonization. Also, we are seeing a living saint in our own life.
Have you had to overcome any problems to get your visas and traveling?
Absolutely
document?
Not. We did everything in the last moment, in the 19th hour, you can say, and everything went fine. We had no problem. Everything was given in perfect timing, and it's mother's blessings, which you can say is in spite of all of our last moment jobs, we never had a problem. We had a very fine trip, and up to now, everything is fantastic.
Now, coming back to your work, church art, your business, you must be having a great idea about church art. You know, it has certain rules and regulations, certain thing. It cannot be done in a certain way, like church murals. How did you go about learning all this? Or you hired people who knew of them, or you consulted them, and you artists who actually are designing all this?
No, this actually, the credit goes to Father Sebastian Krautrempel, who was a professor in theology, teaching in Urbania. He wanted to make a museum in Shillong, giving the tribal culture, on anthropology, preserving the tribal culture. So I had been working with him in a small way. Then he said, you come, study the whole subject of art. So I came back to Italy, studied for a long period of time.
Oh, you studied here?
Yes. We studied through. We technically studied exactly the details. We had practical studies, not only book studies, practical studies. He took me to different factories. That's how I came to know Mr. Armando. And we went to Germany, studied the rules and regulations of a museum. And we were very clear because he was a professor teaching in various fields. So he had access to different institutions. So he made me study for a year or more, about 2 years in different sections we studied. And slowly, slowly, we put our practical knowledge. We had people helping from Europe. We had experts helping from Europe. And that's how, though I was from the mechanical side, but personally, I mean, from my own thing, I could have drawn things or I had some idea of what was art. But finally, he gave the shape and he made me, you can say, a better man on this artworks.
Yeah, how many workshops or foundries do you have?
We are running 3 workshops by ourselves, but we do outsource from about 7 to 8 places.
What are they like?
We are mainly working in fiberglass, making statues and murals, but we are working on real stained glass, bronze works, and also we are doing ceramic works.
And have you worked outside India as well, like Bangladesh, Sri Lanka,
yes,
Pakistan?
We have sent works to Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. We have been working in various places of Africa, and we are processing materials for US presently.
Have you any plans to expand abroad with your workshops or with your factories, let's say?
I don't know. It's all God's providence. It goes on word of mouth. We don't have any officially sales team or anything of that sort. If the good Lord wants us to go ahead, He will take us.
Thank you very much and wish you all the best in your enterprise.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Subroto Ganguly, an admirer of Saint Teresa of Kolkata. His company, Church Art, made the life-size bronze statue of Mother Teresa, which is kept at the Archbishop's House in Kolkata, India. This has been The Background, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English service for Asia.